Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbie, with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Aloha, everybody. Happy Friday.
Hello. And because it's Friday, we have Dale Shear and Richard. How are you doing?
Aloha,
Dale. Psychic Dale Shear's in the house. I hope everybody has their questions ready.
Hi there, Barbara. I have had a weird day. Just weird. But no, I told you earlier. I just ordered something and then it's supposed to work, but it doesn't. So I had to return it. So it's a long story.
Things are very expensive, and I just don't think they work. I think they're all a bunch of gimmicks.
Yeah, well, I don't think this was. It was from the Beverly Hills doctors. It's supposed to be take away all wrinkles as soon as you put it on. Hello.
Well, I'll ask my friend about that because she is a facialist, and she would know if she would know. We're on air. She would know. So I'll ask her.
No, it's okay. It's okay, Barbie, because of the fact that they're giving me my money back. So I'm all right with that. I think all right with is that I called on my credit card just to find out about why something hasn't come in. And the girl says to me, well, you better call this company, bumpers.com. I go, what the heck is that? They've been charging your card since. I go, what? So
little amounts, small amounts that you obviously didn't
notice. Small amounts, $13.84. And it's just that I don't open my mail because I call in on the phone and just make a payment. So that's my fault, too. I would have probably noticed it if I opened the mail. But anyway, the bank's giving me back all the money, and I called the bumper place, and I said, hey, quit charging me. Anyway, they're giving me a new card. So, you know, it's Christmas. Stuff happens. What can I say? But I'm lucky.
I'm glad you found
I'm getting my money
that
back.
Out.
Huh?
Well, that's a good amount of money, then. Maybe you could use it for Christmas presents.
No, I'm done with Christmas presents. I don't want to do any more Christmas presents. We have enough Christmas presents. We really
Why
do.
Is Richard laughing?
I don't know. What?
Ask him. Richard, what's so funny?
Dale with credit cards. Yeah. They have wings.
That's not funny.
They have feet. They go flying away. They come back. And then they come around to see me, and, hey, I need your credit card.
No, but you know what? You know what? My tree has, we have plenty. The way I figure it, Barbara, after I do the turkey or whatever we're going to do Christmas Day, and I have a dog, I went and bought $100 worth of dog toys for my dog. They have them at Walmart, you know, Santa Claus and all this stuff, you know.
Oh,
so
that's
I went
Christmas
and bought
anybody
it.
Could enjoy.
Well, I bought the dog. They're packets. They're like $7 each. But he went in the tree and got two of the presents already, you know. So I got to keep buying new presents when he does that, you know. So I bought my dog all these presents. It's going to take me 4 hours to open up the presents. Just
let Lucky do it. He'll rip through those in no time.
No, Lucky thinks all the presents are for him. Everything. He thinks everything.
Well, at least you guys are having fun. It sounds like you're cheerful.
I don't want to, no. I'm just really down, but I don't want any more presents. I'm fine. I'm okay.
Oh, good. Glad you got it done.
In fact, my husband came in today, and he had a package, and he goes, you believe in Santa? I said, of course I do. I told you my Santa story, didn't I?
No.
Did I tell you that? When I was a little girl, about believing in Santa?
No.
Did I tell you
that?
Oh, okay. I must have been about eight, and I believed in Santa so much as a kid, and we were poor then, you know? we lived in an apartment and da-da-da. Anyway, I truly put my wish in the Santa, and I believed in him. And come Christmas Day, there was a knock on the door from Western Union. I'll never forget this. Guy had a little bow tie on, and it was a big gold box with a red, you know, ribbon. And they said, this is for Dale. And my parents like, who's that from? They go, I don't know. But they handed it to me, and we opened it up, and it said, from Santa. And what I wished for was about a 2 to 3 foot doll, you know, that I could have when I was a kid. I was very visionary, obviously. And that's what it was. And my mother looked at my father, and my father looked at my mother, and everybody started calling everybody because they never gave me that present.
That is so weird. No way. So I guess Santa does really. He is real.
There's a, there
he
is
was
a
real
Santa.
For you.
He is. There is a Santa for everybody. Anybody that wants something, there is a Santa.
Sometimes it's
just
your dad.
Well, it wasn't my dad. It wasn't my mom. It wasn't a relative.
I think it was my Santa.
Okay. So do you have any new to tell?
Oh my gosh. I think you would be very proud of me because I finally do have my place organized.
You do?
It's going to be a turnkey operation soon. I'm starting a store. I've got a lot of nice items to start selling, and now I'm going to be able to find everything. So right before Christmas, this is the present I am giving myself. And then I'm having a lot of friends visit. Yes, one after the other friend is visiting, which is wonderful. Because, you know, when I was not organized with piles up to my neck, I couldn't have people over. And it was just so frustrating because I love people. It really caused
problems in my life. Well, I tried calling you for 3 days, and you said that you had company. But then
when
you called me, at my anniversary dinner, you know, for 34 years, we went to the Atlantis and had a huge buffet, and you called me right in the middle of it.
Isn't that funny? I was feeling you. And that congratulations, by the way. That's a really great anniversary.
You.
That's a long one, right? Johnny, where are you?
I'm right
here.
Do you want to wish her that as well?
I'm here.
I wish her happy anniversary on the day. Remember that, Dale?
What are you saying, Johnny?
I said I told you happy anniversary. Remember, I was on your.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. Okay, so you want me to do somebody or what?
Yes. Okay.
Take a caller.
Lisa, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, girls.
Aloha.
Hello.
You're on with Psychic Dale Shear. What is your
question? Oh, my God, Dale, you're disconnected. We'll wait for Dale to come back, but okay. We will.
Okay, then why don't we get our caller's name while we wait?
It's Lisa. I already said it.
Oh, Lisa. Well, excuse me. Sorry, Lisa. I did not hear Johnny say your name. So, good. Good. She'll be right back. Wonder what happened, Johnny.
I know. I pressed the wrong button. I'm sorry. I'm on my headset.
Okay. Well, Lisa's waiting for you.
I'm sorry. Who is this?
Carry on.
Hi. My name is Lisa. We've spoken in the past about my dog, and I just wanted to give you an update.
Oh, okay, Lisa. Yeah, go ahead. Give me an update.
Oh, good.
But she's doing much better because I have done all natural things for her. If I had listened to the vets, I just want to tell people, don't listen to the vets. Find yourself someone natural or join a group online that does natural things because they wanted to send her in for surgery and have her bottom reconstructed and take an inch of her bottom out in a horseshoe. And
you know what? Wait, Lisa, that's just one vet. I have a very good vet, so everybody's different. So we should say don't listen to your vet.
No, I've seen vets in 2 states. I've seen 13 vets.
Right, but they're not all bad. They love animals, you know? But you, let's go on to the positive. So you found natural and she's doing better, right?
She's doing very well.
Good. What did you do to make her better?
Well, she became incontinent, and I told them that it was an infection in her bladder, and they told me I was crazy. They did tests. They didn't grow. But I bought pet well-being products for incontinence because they wanted to put her on female hormones, which could have caused cancer later in life. And the incontinence stopped on a dime.
So what did you put her on? I'm sorry. We want to know this. What did you put her on?
Pet Well-Being. They have wonderful products. I use them a lot with my other little girl.
Lisa, you're talking too fast. What you're saying. What did you put her on?
Pet Well-Being has an incontinence product, and it was amazing. It stopped her incontinence in one day. She's only
would
just
it, well,
turned
would it
two.
Stop the human being, to be honest with you?
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to try it because I could use it.
I know,
think
really.
About that.
I'm saying, you know, if it'll stop it in a dog, they always try everything on animals before they try it on people.
Yeah, that's a good thought. I hadn't even thought of that. I was just so grateful not to have an incontinent two-year-old.
Well, that's wonderful. I am so happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
So happy. And you have a Merry Christmas, you and your dog, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Well,
okay,
Johnny.
All right, ready for the next one?
Yeah, I'm so glad, Barbara, that it turned out good with her dog. I am just so glad.
Okay.
Oh, I know. This is good news. Well, we stuck with her and we helped her, so that's all good. I'm glad she's letting us know, you know, keeping us abreast of the situation. All right.
Yes.
Okay. Dion, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Dion. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Okay, that's wild. What's going on there? Is there any weather problems over there?
Oh, it's really cold and snowy and winter.
All that good. Well, yeah, I pick up with you that you're trying to make some decisions and you're not quite sure which way to go. Should you go left? Should you go right? Should you go in between? What's happening there that you're trying to figure out what you're doing?
Well, it's cold here, and so
yeah,
it's okay
cold where I live too. So, yeah.
I mean, it's very safe where I'm at. It's much better than where I was, you know. But of course, I want to own my own home, and you know, have like a little bit more freedom and more comfortable surroundings. It's not
okay.
Like,
So what's the question, dear?
Okay, so I started a vlog, like on YouTube, and
I have no idea what
well.
That is.
That's a
what,
video
what
log. It's a video,
video log?
Log. Yeah, sort of like standing in front of a screen and talking.
I've never heard of this, and I watch YouTube all the time.
Yes, because okay. Like I was writing books, and the video is just way. Like, I just like the video part better, just better for me.
Johnny, wait a minute. Johnny, explain it to me, please, because you know about this stuff.
Yeah, it's just, it's sort of a place where people talk by video. The way I understand it is it's just, as opposed to audio. The V stands for video. Am I right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
how do you get involved with that? How do we do that?
How did I get involved with it, or?
I just want to know about it.
So I was writing books on true crime, and I wrote two books, but the third one, I am doing a murder case. And so I'm vlogging it on YouTube, and it's just so much better because I can interact with everybody in the audience, and then the audience gets to participate. In, like, basically every day is an episode.
Wow.
And it's been, like...
I just want to know how to do it, because I'm a writer as well. So I'm really curious on how to do that.
Well, my YouTube is Stella Rose All Day. So if you go on there, you'll see how, like, I made a playlist for this case that I'm working on. And, like, every day I document at least one video.
Okay, I got you. All right. All I can say, so what do you want to know, dear? You called for a reason. What do you want to know?
So how is it going to go with my,
Fabulous. Fabulous.
Okay.
You need to promote it on other, you know, you can promote it on Facebook, Twitter, wherever else, and promote it, or even do some commercials about it, 10-second commercials. They even do 5-second commercials locally, nationally, whatever. If you do that and, you know, you really actively promote it, you're going to do phenomenal.
Awesome. Thank you.
And
thank you,
I wish you all the luck in the world. So I'm going to talk to Johnny after the show and find out how you do this. This is very interesting.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Boy, we're having some unusual people today.
At least they're more up. You know, sometimes they're so down and, you know,
Barbara, have you ever heard of that before, what she's talking about?
I kind of missed it. She said she was doing a YouTube channel about what?
Videos, where she can actually talk to people and have live chats. I'm sure Johnny knows about it.
Oh, yeah, they do that all the time.
Embedded videos. What it is it's when you take the video in, but what vlogging is I'm looking it up, it's when you create short online films for a variety of subjects. And then what they do is that they're embedded into the website. So it's like you would go to the website and then you would see it. That's what vlogging is. It's
too techie for me. I just like,
okay,
whoa.
Embedded means that you wouldn't have to click on it to see it. It's sort of like, if that makes any sense. Does that make sense?
None of it makes sense, but that's okay.
Sorry.
Moving
right along.
Maria, you are live on the air with Psychic Delphi.
How are you? Hello.
Hi, Sophia. How are you?
My name is Jumania. Yeah, call it
from
New York.
Oh, Jumania. I didn't get it. I'm sorry. And where are you calling from?
From New York.
Well, I'm a New Jerseyer.
Yes. Well, we are neighbors.
I was born and raised in Jersey. Anyway, what can I do for you, sweetheart? What part of New York are you from?
New York State, the local county.
New York State. You have a heavy accent, and it's not a New York accent. I mean, that's part of it. But where are you from originally?
Oh, I'm Italian.
Where?
Italian.
I'm Italian.
Who? Are you saying Italian?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a Sicilian.
Johnny, would you help me out here?
Yes,
Johnny.
I'm Italian.
Johnny?
Yes, I'm Italian. Do you hear me?
No, yeah, that's you, Richard. I wanted Johnny. Is Johnny here there?
Is Barbara there? This lady is Italian. Go.
Okay, I got it. All right,
yes.
What can I do for you? What can I do for you?
I want my message from my husband in the left side.
Okay, wait a minute. I got to get Barbara or Johnny. Johnny? Barbara?
I'm here.
Yes.
Johnny, where were you this whole time?
I did a screening.
Okay. I'm having a hard time understanding this lady. Can you translate, please?
All right. Maria, what is it that you need help with?
And you're calling her a wrong name.
I need a message from my husband. My husband is dead.
I cannot understand her either.
You talked about the site. I need a message from my husband.
Johnny, I'm sorry. I don't understand.
Yeah. Do you speak English?
She is speaking English.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, no, I thought she was saying something in Italian, you know, or something, you know.
No, she's... Ma'am, can you talk slow so we can understand you?
Yes. I say my husband is in bed, do you understand? And neither massage from our other side. The people that they die, you give them a massage.
All right.
Okay.
From what I'm getting, did you say your
husband's
dead and you want a message
right,
from the other side?
Right.
All right.
I had to use my
ESP for that one. Okay. Message. It was not your fault. He's okay. He's fine. It was not your fault. Are you sure he's dead?
Yes.
How long has it been?
10 years. It did in June.
10 years, okay. But he's saying, too, that you blame yourself. You should not blame yourself. And he knows you're lonely. He knows you're going through a lot. But he still loves you, and everything is okay. That's what I'm getting. Okay?
Thank you very much. You're not giving another question, right?
Pardon
you
me?
Give another question? You give me another question, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, thank you very much. You see me, is I going to buy a house to Rome in Italy or Sicily?
Oh, I see you buying a house in Italy. Definitely do, but you're going to need help. There will be people or friends that will help you. You will buy that house. You will buy a house you want. It's small, but it's comfortable. It's good. You planned on buying the house with your husband, right?
Yeah, my husband did buy my daughter.
Yeah, I
want to go in Italy with my daughter.
That's okay. You'll be able to buy it, okay?
Thank you very, very much.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
Okay, let me speak to Barbara for a minute. Barbara?
Yes, I am here. I had a hard time hearing her as well.
No. It was understanding. It wasn't hearing. I had to use my ESP to really tune in to what she was saying. So then I
well, it came in handy, Dale.
It did. I had to turn it on. Full blast, because it was hard. And then I got it. She wanted to know if her husband, you know, had any messages for her from the other side. And that was a pretty hard one to do, but it's one of the hardest ones I've done.
I do.
If there's a message that comes through, I certainly do it.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
You never even heard my Thanksgiving story, which is old news now, but
I'd like to.
Well, maybe I should ask a question regarding it to my favorite psychic on the planet.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Where do you see my dad with his relationship going? Where do you see
he wants to break up? Either one of them wants to break up, but they don't know how.
I think it's happening right now, but it's like you said, it's never a complete cut. It's always
It's not complete.
You might never see me again.
No, they always tend to go back with each other again.
Yeah, 20 years.
But this time may be finality. It might be a final one. Oh, I was going to ask you a question. I'll go back to your question, but what did you think of the situation with Tick? You know, Ellen DeGeneres,
how he committed suicide.
Yeah. What do you feel is more to it? Because he was a happy guy.
Okay, Tick. What one was he? Was he the dancer? Was he the very big dancer?
The dancer. He was the dancer.
Twitch. His name's Twitch.
Twitch, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yes.
Twitch.
Okay. And he won 1 year. He committed suicide. I heard that news today or yesterday. It's very upsetting because it's so scary because you just don't know who is feeling that way. Because if somebody like Twitch, who is a dancer and he's always...
No, I think there's more to it. I really feel just like when you and I were looking at the Anne Hesh thing and, you know, what I would do is I'd love to go into that hotel room where he committed suicide and pick up the information from the other side and be able to relay it to the family on why he did what he did. That's how I would normally work, but I can't do that without permission from the family.
Okay. Can you tell me the, I mean, I have no idea what happened.
He was happy. They had beginning of Christmas. It was their anniversary. The kids and them were dancing. Everything was good. They did YouTube and videos and all kinds of things. And then all I heard was he went to a hotel in Encino, something Oaks, and then he committed suicide, and that was it.
Oh, so that's all you know. Wow, I didn't even
hear. That's all they're letting out. That's all they're saying. The wife may know more, but that's all they're saying. But
I didn't know his situation, wife, kids, all that. But he had the whole nine yards, huh?
He had it all.
Wow.
And, you know, nobody seems to want to say why or how or what, you know. It's just...
He was the winner of So You Think You Can Dance. That's the show that he actually was number one. And those people are, I mean, absolutely amazing. All kinds of dance come into one. And he did win that. And then he became the sidekick on the Ellen DeGeneres show.
Yes,
and
he did.
And everybody just thought he was, like, happy-go-lucky, the funniest guy, like, always laughing.
You
the
never
dancer,
know.
It's
Christmas
and,
time.
Yeah.
It's Christmas time. Yeah. We don't know. They say, all they say is mental illness. You know, you can't just label it mental illness, you know. It has to be more than that. There's something else. There could be gambling. There could be drinking. There could be money that was owed. That was not being, you know, said. It could be a lot of things, or it could be nothing. No one can be so happy. And they're so happy, and then all of a sudden they kill themselves. That doesn't, either they're being threatened or something, you know. It bothers me, just like the Anne Hesh thing bothered me.
Well,
until
well,
it came out.
Keep up with
Sorry.
It. Let's make sure that we listen to more details, and we can keep discussing it as we find them out. What, John?
Well, you know, like on the Anne Hesh thing, it came out that she was on a lot more drugs than we thought, you know.
What I was going to say is the other day, Dale called me, and she talked about the guy on the cruise ship. And, you know, I was wondering if you could bring that up on the air, Dale, if you want to.
Yes.
Get Barbara's thoughts.
Yes, Barbara. There was a guy on one of the cruise ships that I think I told you this. He went to dinner with his family. It was a young boy. There were 18 people, and he went to dinner, and he said he was going to the men's room. And then next thing you know, he supposedly fell off the ship, and he was in the water for 20-something hours and survived without a life jacket. And they picked him up. They found somebody, you know, one of his ships, somebody found him. And I said to Johnny, something's not right. Something's not right. He's not all there. Because he blacked out. He didn't remember how he got in the water. He wasn't overly drinking, he says. And how he would survive for all those hours is beyond my comprehension.
This is what I said. I sort of, this is something, because you know what I'm talking about, Barbara. You've been interviewed, and then you look at the interview, and you're like, oh, well, they didn't show that. They didn't show this. They didn't show that. They want to show a good story. So what I'm trying to say is, like, for example, when they interviewed Barbara about Trump, I've heard Barbara say, they didn't show this, they didn't show that, you know. And I'm thinking that there may be more to the story than they're letting on. Don't you agree, Barbara?
Well, yes, but I saw the guy. I know who you're talking about. I saw him on the news. He's not all there. He's this
right.
kind of like from the sticks, and he's not very educated the way he speaks. And he's just like, I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, I was just in the water. And, you know, he's talking like it wasn't even that big of a deal, but it was a
I know.
Huge deal. Huge deal.
It was huge.
That's
and
crazy.
No, it isn't that it was from the sticks. It was that he, I don't know, I think somebody inhabited his body or something. It's weird.
Whoa.
He said an angel.
You are talking about that much off? You're talking about something like that could have happened?
What?
Because you said something must be off, and you're thinking that could have happened? Somebody got into his body? A paranormal activity?
Yeah, it could have been, because he said, look, my problem is I told Johnny, I couldn't read him. Now, that's odd. If I can't read somebody, that means they're going to die, or that means that's what that usually means. And this guy, I'm looking at him, and I'm trying to read him and trying to pick up on him, and I can't. So something
wow.
was really strange.
Mm, okay, because you don't usually talk like that. You know, that's not a normal thing that you would suggest to have happened. You know, something.
Well,
coming
he said
into
an
body.
He said an angel saved him, but
oh.
we don't know how much he had to drink. He said he had a few, but then how? And he passed out when he was in hit the water. Now, how could you survive that?
I
Johnny,
don't know where
hours?
It was. It warm? Warm water?
I don't know. It was near. Johnny, do you remember? I don't know. It was on the news.
I mean,
do you know
what
was near?
What I'm trying to say is that you also have to realize people have different definitions of what a few is. Are you talking about a few for Andre the Giant, or are we talking about a few for, I mean, you know, it's like there's a lot. More than likely, any news reporter is going to only put the parts of the story in that make it look good. So, I mean, you know.
Well, we don't care about the reporter. We want to know what the guy was on Good Morning America. And they were
yeah,
interviewing him.
He was
him.
There. He was there himself, Johnny. It's not like he's going to leave something out. He was, I saw him, so did Dale. He's the one who was telling the story.
Okay.
So that blows
and,
the
but I had,
story
I had
the
Johnny
water.
Look. I said I couldn't read him, which is odd. You know, I've only had that happen maybe twice in my life. If I couldn't, one, I couldn't read somebody that came for a reading, a normal, you know, regular client. And I asked him, did you check your blood pressure? And he goes, oh, yeah, I check it, da-da-da. And then I couldn't do the reading, and I said, you know, I can't. I'm having a hard time reading you today. Why don't you come back? You know, maybe it's me. Then I found out a week later he died of high blood pressure. He was lying the whole time.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, then the other
that
one.
That makes sense.
Yeah, uh-huh. The other one
it
was
makes
a
sense
cop,
that you can't right? read them.
Mm-hmm. No, there's nothing that comes through when they're going to die.
Right. So
right.
that makes sense to me.
Okay,
you know,
so
it's like a void, you know? When someone's going to die, it's a void, and I can't read it.
And you,
but anyway, are you
do you want to tell them? Do you want to say, hey,
what, Johnny?
You're going to die
soon? No, I'm just seeing if you're ready for the next caller. But
get your will ready.
Well, why are you interrupting again?
Sorry,
he always
that.
Does.
Yeah,
it's like I'm
go.
A non-existent person or something here.
Right.
Running the
yeah,
show
go ahead, John.
Non-existently.
Okay. Katie, you are live on the air with Psychic Gale Sierra.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. It's been a lovely show. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Good.
Thank
good.
I'm glad you have. Barbara and
I
talk a lot, but,
you
know, we just
are. You know, they like it. They like it.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Anyway, where are you calling from?
Where are you calling from?
I'm in New York.
And I'm having a problem.
I'm
getting
a reverb.
I speak to you, it's coming back to me. Do you have your radio on? Do you have something on? Or are you on speaker?
I was on speaker. I'm sorry. Is this better?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Where are you calling from?
I'm in New York.
Oh, what part?
I'm in Rockland, just above Westchester.
Oh, okay. You're way upstate. Okay.
Near Westchester. Yeah.
You're in a beautiful area. Are you? What other state are you bordering on?
I border New Jersey.
That's what I thought. Okay. Because I'm originally from Jersey. I was born in Newark, but spent a lot of time there. How can I help you, sweetie?
I was wondering, I have this idea for a book.
Everybody lately. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I originally wrote it as a movie script, but I'm thinking it's like too, I don't know, like maybe it costs too much money or something to make into a movie. So I was wondering if I should make it into a book.
All right. I'm going to ask you to do something. Pitch it to me in 25 words or less.
Oh, I wasn't ready for that.
Well, you should be.
Yeah.
I'm asking her, what is it about? In order for you to get a book or a movie script made, you need to pitch it to somebody to tell them what it's about. So just tell me what it's about.
It's a political drama with some supernatural twists. There you go.
That's interesting.
Less than 25 words.
What are the supernatural twists? Like somebody inhabiting
the way.
Okay. Well, I could pick up on that. If someone inhabits someone's body and creates them to do weird things.
Ah, okay.
You know,
that's
but anyway,
not what this is about.
It doesn't have to be what that's about. But anyway, it's as far as a book is concerned. Did you want to know if it's going to be a book?
Yes. If I should make it as a book or a movie. I guess that's my question.
Well, making it as a movie, if you hit the right people, it'll be done. Don't worry about the cost because you don't pay for it. You're writing a script, and all they pay on a script, because I've been down this road, is I've written 5 books. I haven't even given out my information. But anyway, they on a script, you just get paid like a flat fee. They take the script, and usually they pay you $30,000-$40,000. That's it. And then they do what they want with the script, unfortunately. Now, as a book, you can write it, but you've got to get, there's no more bookstores, there's no more publishers, you've got to self-publish. And the best way to do it is on Amazon.com at this point in time.
Uh-huh.
And that's not an easy road, okay?
Right.
But, I mean, you got to be aware. Unless you get lucky and know somebody that's in the business that can promote your political, you know, satire, whatever, and they want to put up the money, then you're okay. I have a feeling somewhere in time, the premise of what you're saying just in the 2 lines is really pretty good. So I would just pitch it as much as you could, but learn how to pitch. Okay?
Sure. Yes. Wow. Well, thank you. So, yes, you're saying more so movie. I could get it done that way.
Well, you could if you knew the right people.
Right. I have to network. Yeah.
That's the hard part. Getting, like, I have a manager, I have all this stuff, but I could pitch a movie, but when I've heard that they just give you a flat fee and then they just change your movie around to whatever they want, I didn't like that.
Right.
So it's up to you. And I've had so many I've had two or three movies just ripped off of me. I mean, you know, they just take it and run. So, you know, I've done treatments and everything. So, you know, I understand.
Yeah.
Anyway, was that it? And I thank you for calling.
Right. Thank you. Blessings and happy holidays to all of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Barbara, we should give out my phone number and email address, please.
Yes, I was just about to do that. So everybody get your pen out. Psychic Dale Shear. She gives readings. Okay, they're not always free. Just today on Fridays, they're free here on Life, Laughter, Happiness. But you can call her directly and book your long psychic reading. And here's the number, 808-21816. That's Psychic Dale Shears, direct. How good is that? You can also check her out
her
website, DaleShears.com.
Yeah, I'll say it, Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, and it's Shears with an S, S-C-H-E-A-R-S.com if you want to know about me. And I have my feet
and
you,
everything
on
there. You are the right person to ask about books, though, I wanted to add, because you have 5 books to offer. And
actually,
that's
6.
A good 6 books now? Oh, wow.
Well, I forgot because I wrote one with Richard and about Richard, but I have that one, too. It's a Hawaiian book.
And you show photography. You're a great photographer of beautiful Hawaiian scenery, and you just have a lot of great talents, and you keep a very happy home.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I wish I was near the water to do that, but it's rough. Anyway, Barbara, you were in the middle of saying something important that you wanted to ask me, and we cut you. So what it was about your family, your father and his wife and the dinner. So what were you saying?
Yes, and well, it's really a girlfriend, but it's like the wife because she's been there for 20 years, and all of a sudden he says that she's just gone. He doesn't think she's going to come back. But this has happened.
What do you mean she's gone?
Daughter.
What do you mean?
She took off, and he goes, I don't know if I'll ever see her again. So obviously they did have a fight, but this is just texting. That's how my dad is. He likes to text. So then I felt bad because, he may be alone for Christmas. But then he doesn't want us to come up. It's so much work when you have guests, you know, if you're not ready for it to prepare.
Right.
So he
right.
says he's going to be okay. Maybe I should just ask you that. Is he going to be okay alone on Christmas?
No. No.
I didn't think so.
And they had a fight. They had an altercation. And I think she wanted more, you know, possibly marriage or something, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't think your dad is ready to do that.
Okay. Wow. Yes, you sound right.
Where does he live now, honey? Where?
Arizona.
Well, did you plan on going there? Or can you invite him to come to you?
I would, but I didn't even tell you about the whole Thanksgiving blow-up. But I wasn't ready for him. Plus, I was just going through surgery. I wasn't able to take care of my dad in my own home. And I was thinking others would just take up the slack for me, but that didn't happen. And he had to leave. He was super uncomfortable, and it really was hard for me to watch. I was laid up, just had, like, my breasts reconstructed.
Right.
And I
was he uncomfortable?
Get up and get him a blanket or cook for him, and nobody would take care of him, and he left. It was a big blow-up. Now I'm going to invite him back to that. Every time he comes out, it's just a huge expense of travel and all. So,
but I would say, you know, I'm sorry, Dad, that happened, and I'd like to redo it, do it over.
Okay. Well, I could
at least try that.
Comfortable.
He probably
it's comfortable
you
here
know
now.
He's gonna be very, very depressed. You know,
he's very sensitive.
I think he loves her and he's attached to her, but, you know, at the same token, he's not ready to make a commitment.
Right. Well, the health problems and the age difference, and, you know, there has been a lot of talk about open heart surgery. So it could be a lot more involved. Yes, that's what he was trying to tell me. Yeah, he doesn't want to have it. He does not want to do it.
What?
She's trying to get him to do it. I don't think
he needs to. Well, you got to come to Nevada and see what Richard went through at 94. Richard, tell her about your two surgeries. Richard. Richard.
Surgeries? Oh, yeah. Oh, I've had a hip, and I got a pacemaker, and I got a new valve in my heart, and just learned the other day I got a couple other things that are slightly wacko, which I won't necessarily mention at the moment. But, yeah, all I can say is my first question, is he able to drive, from Arizona to where you live? Or is that beyond his capabilities? Over. No answer.
I don't know. Barbara's
here. What happened to Barbara?
She's right here.
Well, but she's not talking, Johnny.
I know she's not talking, but I see her here.
Well, she's not right there. She probably got disconnected.
I'm here. You guys, I'm here. Were you wondering if I was here or not?
Yes.
Oh, I accidentally touched mute. Sorry.
Oh, God. God. Okay.
I'm wondering what you couldn't hear now. I'm wondering what you didn't hear. Maybe I was just talking to the wall.
You were.
Oh,
okay.
No. Okay.
You were. So
well,
you want to repeat it?
Well, Richard was saying, can your dad drive? Yes, he can. He came down for Thanksgiving. He drove. He could fly. He could drive. He flies for free. He was a pilot. So I think he should just get on the airplane and forget about all the gas and the truck and all of that. Just get on the airplane on Christmas Day when nobody else is flying. It's perfect. Hitch it. I'll pick you up. It's 18 minutes over to my beautiful little airport here. And we'll make it up to you. I think that I should offer this.
Okay, but wait, Barbara, you're saying he didn't want surgery. For what reason? What's going on? What did the doctor say is wrong?
He won't even give me any details now. Now he's not even telling me what the doctor said. He's so wishy-washy. First he says, sit down. I may have to get open heart surgery, and I don't want to, but Michelle, she's trying to get me to do it. Well, that's all I know. Dale, literally.
Well, there's the argument right there. There's the argument.
Oh.
There it is. But I can tell you right now, if he doesn't get the surgery, he won't be around.
Well, I'll have a talking to with him. In person would be good. And I need him to get on the flight and get over here, and it'll just be Priscilla.
But you gotta wake up. You gotta wake up, Barbara. This is very serious. Like Richard.
Well, I know I was. I'm the one who called him recently and told him get your will done because I need to know what to do with your rolling estate. If anything happens, I need to know, should I pull the plug? Do you want to lay there as a vegetable? Maybe you're having a great nap. I don't know. But I need to know what you want.
Great nap.
I'm
That's
okay. I'm a strong person. I lost my mother, and I obviously do not want to lose my wonderful father, and we're super close.
Well, all I'm telling you
is
if
what
you
it
don't
is.
Wake
79.
Up.
He needs to talk to Richard,
well, that's
who's
nothing.
94.
Yeah, Richard's 94 and had, again, repeat it, Richard. Did you hear him?
Yes, I'm hearing it, and I agree with you, Barbara. You shouldn't call him and say, Dad, get your arse over here. You're not going to spend, you know, Christmas alone. Get on a plane or drive or walk or run or fly or whatever. But get over here. We're going to do something together. I don't know. Maybe we'll have a martini or something together to celebrate Christmas, okay?
That sounds fun.
Does that make sense?
Act like you know my dad. He would love to have a martini. All right.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, thank you, Richard. Thank you for that advice.
I mean, make it simple. Don't, you know, say, Dad, this is going to be you and me and whoever, your daughter or whatever, and that's it. We're going to have it. Don't worry. It's not a big party. We'll probably go to In-N-Out to get Christmas dinner, whatever. But just get over here and be done with it.
You're right. You are right. He would be too lonely.
Right.
Well, thanks, you guys. Okay. Well, Johnny, do we have another caller?
We will certainly do. Lisa, you are live on the air with Psychic Delshire.
Hi, thank you so much for having me and taking my call. My name is Lisa LaQueef. And,
Aloha. Hi, Lisa. Where are you from?
Hi. In San Antonio.
San Antonio, Texas?
Yeah.
Okay. And how can I help you, sweetie?
So about 6 months ago, my ex-fiance abandoned myself and my daughter and all financial responsibility and liquidated my accounts. And the day before I was moving out of our home, we got served with papers because there was a back rent that was due, and he had said he was going to take care of it and whatnot. So he's disappeared. I know where he is, and he won't respond to anything, and now it's all left on me. And I'm just wondering if he's going to be held accountable for this, because this is
so
stressful.
You need to get an attorney, sweetheart. I am not an attorney and can't give you legal advice. But
well, I already have an attorney. I'm just more wondering, it's like the karma thing. It's like he's done this to so many people,
karmically,
and it's just crazy.
Karma takes care. Karma goes around, comes around, and takes care of itself. But in this case, no, he's not going to do anything. He's not going to pay for anything. He's stubborn.
Mm.
He's just not going to do it. And maybe it's kind of your fault for putting him on the same, I don't care if it's your fiance, to put him in the same checking account or savings account is why he ripped you off.
No, he stole my cards and did it.
Oh, I thought I heard you say that he put them on with you.
No.
He stole your cards, and was his name on the cards at all?
No, he took my cards, he liquidated my accounts, and then left, said he would be back to pick us up with movers and everything, and disappeared.
Oh, he's a con artist, sweetie. How long did you go with him?
Yeah, he is. 3 years, and I've known him since I was 3 years, but I'd known him since I was 4 years old.
Unbelievable. Oh, you poor thing. I feel so bad for you. The only way you're going to get restitution is through an attorney, and probably not even that. I mean, the only thing you can do at this point is get bankruptcy and just move on. There's very little you can do except try to save your name. You know,
there's just no point
to
even fight it, huh? Because he's
not.
He's shown his true colors.
I would
colors,
do it
obviously.
For the sake of, you know, hope he doesn't do this to another girl.
Exactly.
But it's not worth you putting any money in. It's worth you saving your name over this, trying
to get
you know, yourself rectified. And
right.
I feel so sorry for you. I'm so sorry that happened.
Well, thank you. Well, that's kind of what I thought.
You will meet up
with
another guy.
Have you canceled the card?
What?
What's that?
Have you canceled or killed the cards?
Oh, my accounts were closed because he overdrafted them by thousands and thousands of dollars, so I can't even get a bank account anywhere now because of him.
Oh, no.
That's so sad. There's so many accounts. What do you think that why he did this? Do you have a clue?
I really don't. The more I started to talk to our old childhood friends, they were like, well, he's always been like this. And I was like, whoa, I had no idea. I wish somebody would have told me, but I guess I was just blinded by love. But it just was horribly shocking and it's just hard to wrap my head around. And I know where he is. I know exactly where he is. And I told the
attorney. Do you know his mother or father?
Oh, yeah. I've contacted his mother, and she doesn't give a shit.
You're kidding.
Mm.
What about the father?
Mm-mm. He doesn't have a dad.
Okay, the mother doesn't give it. Well, got to feel sorry for him. Whatever karma's going to happen to him, it's going to be really bad. So,
it has to, right? That's just really what I'm like. It has to. It's just like you don't do that to people, and you don't do that especially when there's a little one involved and she was attached to him, and it was just crazy.
That's really sad. Well, I hate to say this, but wish him well and go on with your life and try to get, you will find someone else. But
right.
Next time, call me first before you get involved. And
that's a good idea. I'll do that. I think that's a great idea.
Well,
Thank you.
I have this saying. It says call before, not after.
Yeah,
I
love it.
Or better
I can
safe
catch
than
these
sorry.
Things before. Huh?
Yeah, safe than sorry. Better safe than sorry. Yeah, for sure.
I feel very bad for you, and he was a con man, and he was that way from the beginning, and people knew it. But why they didn't tell you, I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear
that's
he was
what
a con
I'm
man?
Doing. I mean, no, I've never dealt with anything like this. I mean, you hear about it, but I never expected for anything like this to occur. And, all I can say is lesson learned, and just don't trust people right off the bat because you think you know them,
Well, there's two ways to look at this. One is a karma comes around, goes around. And you're saying you're from New York? Is that what you said?
No, I'm from Texas.
Oh, Texas, I'm sorry. He's just a con man. So I just do you ever grab him and ask him why he did what he did?
Well, he lives in New Mexico, and so, I've reached out to him multiple times. I've even sent him all the paperwork and told him, you need to show up to court. You're not leaving this on me, and there's no response, nada. I can't get anything from him.
Mm. What part of New Mexico?
Santa Fe.
Okay, I understand. Well,
do you think it's a bad idea next time I'm in Santa Fe to key the hell out of his car and cover it in paint just to feel better?
No, because then the karma's going to bounce on you.
Oh, shoot, you're right.
around goes around. The universe will take care of him.
Right,
and,
okay.
Do you have enough money to survive? Are you all right there?
I mean, I wasn't, but I'm back on my feet because that's what I do, and I looked at it as this is, it was the true human experience, what I went through. And then on top of it, my ex, my daughter's father, kidnapped her and took her out of state a week before I found out he wasn't.
You're
coming.
Having
so
a wonderful
one.
Oh,
yeah, one hit after another, but I'm getting on my feet. I'm opening up my skincare studio next month, and things are coming together, and I just keep saying it's God's plan, and greater things are waiting for me.
You're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
But what about your daughter? Where is she now?
She's in Madison, Wisconsin with her father.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be all right, honey, so just hang in there and do the best you can do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate
you. Have a,
you.
All I could say is have an okay Christmas, okay?
I saw. Thanks, dear. Happy holidays to you. And I'm calling next time before, not after.
Yes, and my number is 808-372-1816.
You're amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, boy.
Wow. That's
okay.
Great. You know what,
Johnny.
Dale?
What?
Huh?
The one thing, her main question was basically, will he feel the karma? And he will. So knowing that, it can make you feel a little bit better.
Well, knowing what you and I know, look, if I do one thing wrong, man, I have to say this. When I was younger, I would drink then on occasion because I was a blackjack dealer. This is way many years ago. And we'd all go out and have a drink or whatever. But I was with my best friend at her house. And I never forget saying this. I got a little bit buzzed then. And I said to her, Diane, oh, I don't believe in karma. I'm not into it. Da-da-da-da-da. It's a bunch of crap. Anyway, I was backing out of the driveway, and I hit her car and smashed it.
And now
so I looked at her, and I said, yeah, I said, I believe in karma now. So it's usually pretty instant.
Yes. Oh, it's usually instant? Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know it was instant.
Well, I'm saying, no, that's... I'm saying with me. With me,
you're...
it's instant.
Okay. But
I don't
you
know
never
about anybody
know.
Else, but...
It's not always instant, though, right?
I don't know, but it does. Karma does work. I mean, it does happen, period.
Okay, because if this person monitors this person, you know everybody's on social media these days. She probably will see if karma happens, won't she?
No, not necessarily. I mean, she'll find out about it, though.
Good. Well, that's what I meant. That's good. Good, good, good. Oh, my. You know what? I love these
I don't know about the social media. The social media now is crashing. You know, you have Elon Musk, who's about to go under. As much as everybody thinks he isn't, the guy's going to be not around for long. And then you have Twitter, which is being banned. So what do we have left? Facebook and Instagram?
Well, we have the Trump platform that he made. What is that one called?
Oh, Trump. Please, it's called.
Okay.
Did you, please. He's outsold.
Oh, I'm being facetious. We have it.
Oh.
But let me tell you, my friend said I've been trying to get on to use it. It should be relatively simple, right? She can't even figure out how to get on to tweet or whatever you do on Trump's deal. I forgot what it's called.
I don't know. The other thing Trump did, and it blew me away, he put up these digital – did you see that on TV?
Truth Social.
What?
You were asking what he put up, Barbara? It was Truth Social.
Oh, Truth Social is Trump's platform. And my girlfriend said,
can you
explain Barbara, how do I get on this? Well, it doesn't take technical savvy to make an account anywhere. So I don't know why it's so hard to get on. So we have nothing, Dale. Your point. I got your point. We don't have much left.
Okay. No, but then what's his name? Johnny. Trump just came out with these digital things that you have to buy for $99. Did anybody see that?
No.
You guys.
Please repeat it, Jeff.
Yeah.
Repeat that again. $99 for what?
Richard, what are they called?
Well,
Richard.
It's like baseball cards.
NFT.
Yeah.
He's doing the NFT. I saw it. He's launching his first NFT, and I saw that where he's pulling his shirt open, and underneath it's the artwork of him as Superman.
Yeah.
It's like,
But now, do you know that he's sold out on it? I go, how many stupid people on this earth would buy a digital thing that's going to go into the it's going nowhere.
I feel like that would be a good thing to buy because people want it because it's like this. It's
well,
rare.
I guess they
it's
want
like
it if you're a Trump fan. If you're a Trump fan, I guess they want it. But you know, you don't know what you're getting. It says you don't know what you're getting. When you spend the $99, I can send you anything. And he has all these pictures of himself being, you know, doing weird things. A character.
I saw it. I did see it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's what people are doing, though. So If he wasn't doing it, that would be an odd thing. It's what everybody.
Well, considering
doing,
he was our president, whoever heard of a president? Never mind. I could go on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wish him well. I hope he makes all his money. Because he's going to need
so
it
thankful.
For court.
That's true. I'm for me personally with this show, I'm so grateful. Thank you for your reading, your advice. But Richard, I really am grateful for Richard because he feels how my dad probably is feeling. He's a dad. You know, he's elderly. Not, you know, he's 79. My dad.
Oh, he's a young guy.
He's young, but some people age a lot harder than others. Richard.
Whatever. But
you gave me really great advice.
Okay, we're gonna go and eat now. So I wish you all well. And next Friday, that's not a holiday, is it? No, it's just a few days before Christmas, I think.
No, I'll check. Next Friday is the 23rd. Oh,
yeah,
we're gonna do a show on Christmas Eve with you. We may have a lot of people calling that need help.
Okay, that sounds. Is that Christmas Eve?
No, it's the day before Christmas Eve.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's okay.
Oh,
that's wrong
okay.
With that.
Perfect.
Okay.
Aloha, and we'll see you guys
Aloha.
Soon, okay?
Aloha. Have a great meal.
And Johnny,
thanks
did we
for...
leave any more people hanging or what?
Nope, you
did
didn't. We got to everyone.
All right, we're good.
Covered them
all.
All
right, thanks.
Especially Lisa. I jotted down that last name. That was an odd name, Laquise. Woo! What a doozy. Well,
right.
Thank you, callers, for calling in. And aloha, you guys go have your meal. We'll wrap it up.
Okay.
Until we're done.
Okay.
Go enjoy
aloha.
It. Okay. Aloha.
Okay.
Richard and
aloha.
Dale. It's always great to see them every Friday. Johnny, how are you doing?
Fine. I've got pizza waiting to eat pizza, so I'm going to go eat myself.
Okay, you go eat your pizza, and you know what I'm going to do?
What?
It's a secret. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Night.